From across the border, I've spent years watching the so-called land of the free unravel into something hollow. Not fallen, just exposed. Tired, manufactured, and utterly out of sync with its own mythology. The American dream was once its greatest export. Not the products, not the films, not the weapons, but the belief that freedom was real, attainable, and contagious. That belief has withered. What remains is the performance of democracy without the substance. A theater of ballots and debates that feels more like reality television than governance. They elected Trump once, a chaos agent wrapped in grievance. Then came Biden, a human intermission, steady, uninspiring, and barely animated. And now, somehow, they've brought Trump back. Not as a surprise, but as a consequence. A rerun mistaken for a revolution. This is not renewal, it is recursion, a system caught in its own loop. From where I sit, it doesn't resemble democracy. It looks like performance art for a captured audience, a ritual repeated because no one knows how to stop the show. The choreography of consent. Real power isn't in ballots or town halls. It is ambient, hidden in plain sight, boardrooms, lobbying firms, algorithmic feeds, and opaque intelligence networks. The philosophy of power names this the shadow state. Governance without governance, sovereignty without signature. The institutions you see, the flags, the campaigns, the patriotic ceremonies are only costumes. The script is written elsewhere. Elections have become elaborate rituals, flashy, angry, and deeply hollow. As I wrote in The Illusion of Democracy, the choreography of choice, the spectacle of voting masks, a carefully managed process where the choice is designed to preserve the illusion of agency. Presidents rotate, but war persists. Leaders posture, but surveillance expands. The debt climbs, the markets consume, the machine endures. The voter is given a choice of personalities. The system retains the same priorities. The shepherds behind the curtain don't need loyalty, they only need obedience. And obedience, in modern democracies, is disguised as participation. Show up, punch the ballot, wave the flag. The shepherds know that ritual matters more than conviction. Outrage as currency. Still, millions cling to the narrative. They blame the other party, wave flags, and wage culture wars as if shouting loud enough might bend reality. The outrage feels like resistance, but in truth, it is a managed economy of noise. Power thrives not by silencing dissent, but by exhausting it. From outside, it is clearer than ever. This isn't a functioning democracy. It is managed decline, dramatized by media cycles, anesthetized by outrage, and fueled by distraction. The people rage at one another while the system drifts further from their reach. This is what I described as resistance without revolution. Outrage packaged for consumption. Protest optimized into hashtags. Even rebellion has been commodified, turned into data points to be studied, marketed, and neutralized. The real story plays out off screen. And the scariest part, it doesn't feel accidental. It feels like preparation, conditioning. A slow rollout of a future where elections are symbolic, where power is permanent, and where obedience masquerades as civic duty. After the curtain falls, Mortimino. So what comes next? Algorithmic governance, corporate feudalism, a permanent state of emergency where democratic norms are suspended for safety indefinitely? The possibilities are not speculative, they are rehearsed. We are already governed by algorithmic monarchs that decide what we see, believe, and argue about. We are already subjects of corporate empires that own not only our data, but our attention. We are already acclimated to emergency measures that never fully recede. The future is not looming, it has begun. And yet, perhaps nothing so dramatic will follow. Perhaps the true trajectory is quieter. Resignation. Population tuned out, sedated by screens, lulled into tribal comfort. This is the final stage of the architecture of complacency. Not terror, not rebellion, but exhaustion. But the rot is not confined to America. The U.S. exports more than Hollywood and weapons. It exports ideology. It exports the myth of democracy as theater, markets as salvation, freedom as branding. And when it stops believing in its own story, the rest of the world takes notice. Some imitate, others brace, all are affected. Thrones and Ashes collapse rarely begins with fire. As I wrote in The Philosophy of Power, empires don't die in spectacle, they decay in silence. The image of a nation collapsing is often imagined as sudden, riots, coups, civil wars. But the truth is slower, more insidious. Collapse is a whisper before it is a scream. The United States still functions, ballots are counted, pundits debate, markets trade. But legitimacy, the invisible thread binding ruler to ruled, has unraveled. People still participate, but without conviction. Voting has become an act of ritual, not faith. Patriotism is mouthed, not felt. The empire persists, but only as theater. A nation can survive cynicism, it can even survive corruption, but it cannot survive the loss of belief. Once legitimacy is broken, the countdown begins, not to immediate implosion, but to the slow, inevitable unraveling. The American experiment is not ending in conquest or collapse. It is ending in disbelief. The algorithmic crown. The new shepherds are not presidents, but platforms. Algorithms have become the monarchs of our age, curating what citizens see, believe, and ultimately consent to. They do not demand your loyalty. They demand your input. Consent itself has become currency, a click, a swipe, a vote for options pre-selected upstream of real choice. And once consent is secured, however reluctant, the system claims legitimacy. You agreed, it says. You clicked. You voted. As if survival under coercion were proof of freedom. This is what I called power without permission. It does not bark commands. It nudges. It does not crush dissent. It buries it in irrelevance. It does not need to rule by fear. It rules by fatigue. And the more tired people become, the more compliant they appear. Revelation of the Shepherd. The mask is slipping. The cracks are wide. A nation that once sold freedom now struggles to convince its own people that their vote means anything at all. Trump is back, Biden is gone, and the choice between them never really mattered. Not when the consequences are global and the options are scripted. This isn't just decline, it is revelation. The shepherd is in full view, and the flock, well, most still believe they're free, for now. Beyond the curtain, the mask is slipping. The shepherd is visible, and once seen, it cannot be unseen. But the story of power never ends at exposure. Revelation is not collapse, it is a threshold. What we do once we glimpse the architecture, that is the real test. We cannot rewind America or any empire. We cannot return to a time when belief was intact. But we can ask sharper questions. What kind of consent do we give each day? In silence, in clicks, in rituals we no longer believe in. What stories do we repeat because they comfort us, even when they chain us? What illusions do we defend out of habit, fear, or fatigue? If power today is ambient, algorithmic, and systemic, then resistance cannot be loud alone. It must be clear. Not spectacle, but discernment. Not outrage, but awareness. Not tribal loyalty, but solidarity across the fault lines we are told to worship. The shepherds thrive on distraction. The shadow state thrives on fatigue. The algorithmic monarchs thrive on participation without thought. The only rupture is clarity. The only rebellion is coherence. This is not a call to arms, it is a call to awaken. To remember that power, no matter how vast, is not divine. It is designed. And what is designed can be redesigned. America's implosion is not just a tragedy to watch from the outside. It is a mirror held up to every nation, every citizen, every system that mistakes performance for freedom. The curtain has been pulled back. The question that remains, one we cannot escape, is simple. Now that we see the shepherd, will we still follow?